We read today from the World Scriptures, and the subject today is divine light. From the Hindu scriptures, the Upanishads, the Katha Upanishad. As sun, which helps all eyes to see, is not affected by the blemishes of the eyes or of the eternal things revealed by it, so also the one Atman dwelling in all beings is never contaminated by the misery of the world being outside it. There is one supreme ruler, the inmost self of all beings, who makes his one form manifold. Eternal happiness belongs to the wise, who perceive him within themselves, not to others. There is one who is the eternal reality among non-eternal objects, the one truly conscious entity among conscious objects, and who, though non-dual, fulfills the desires of many. Eternal peace belongs to the wise, who perceive him within themselves, not to others. The sages realize that indestructible, indescribable supreme joy as this is that. How can I realize it? Is itself luminous? Does it shine brightly or not? The sun does not shine there, nor the moon and stars, nor these lightnings, not to speak of this fire. He, shining, everything shines after him, but his light, all But he light his light, all this is lighted. We offer to the omniscient God our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light of the divine wisdom. A reading from the Buddhist scriptures, the Majjhima Nikaya, the middle length discourses of the Buddha. When he was dying, the Buddha said to his followers, "Hold fast to the truth as a lamp that shines in the darkness. Seek salvation in the truth alone. Those who either now or after I am dead, hold fast to the truth as their lamp, and do not look for light from anywhere else. It is they who will reach nirvana." We offer to the omniscient God our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light of the divine compassion. From the Zoroastrian scriptures, the Zendavesta, Ahunuvati Gata. What shall thou, O God, bestow upon us through thy spiritual lights? What is the bliss attainable through truth and purity which has been promised to all? What order has been issued in respect of the learned one? Explain to me, O Mazda, whole of the setbacks, and enlighten me with thy inspiring words, so that I may convert all the people into the right path. The wise man who propagates the true religion and makes the people aware of my holy message, which leads them to perfection and immortality, shall enjoy the highest bliss. He shall, no doubt, enjoy Ahura's power too, which increases through pure mind. He is the first who, through his thoughtful mind, streams forth lights on high, and his wisdom declared the law of truth, through which he upholds the pure mind. That light, which is the light of faith, do thou, O Mazda Ahura, who art always the same, brighten in our hearts. To the omniscient God, we offer our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light, the divine purity. From the Hebrew Scriptures, the Holy Bible, Old Testament, Psalm 18. Therefore, Yahweh has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. With the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. With the perfect man, you will show yourself perfect. With the pure, you will show yourself pure. With the crooked, you will show yourself shrewd. For you shall save the afflicted people, but the haughty eyes you bring down. For you will light my lamp, Yahweh. My God will light up my darkness. We offer our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light of the divine law. A reading from the Christian Scriptures, the Holy Bible, New Testament, the Holy Gospel of Jesus according to Matthew. You are the light of the world. A city seated on a mountain cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but upon a candlestick, that it may shine to all that are in the house. So let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. We offer our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light of the divine self-sacrifice. And from the Islamic scriptures, the Holy Quran, the verse on light. Allah is the light of heavens and the earth. A likeness of his light is in a niche, which is in a lamp. The lamp is in a glass, and the glass is, as it were, a brightly shining star, lit from a blessed olive tree, neither eastern nor western. The oil whereof almost gives light through fire touch, if not. Light upon light, Allah guides to his light with his pleasure, and Allah sets forth parables for men, and Allah is cognizant of all things. We offer our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light of divine unity. Let us partake of a few precious moments of silence, reflecting on these holy scriptures. I invite you to rise and share in the prayer salat. Most gracious Lord, Master, Messiah, and Savior of humanity, we greet thee. Thy light hath illuminated the dark chambers of my mind. Thy love is rooted in the depths of my heart. Thine own eyes are the light of my soul. Thy power worketh behind my action. Thy peace alone is my life's repose. Thy will is behind my every impulse. Thy voice is audible in the words I speak. Thine own image is my countenance. My body is but a cover over thy soul. My life is thy very breath, my beloved, and myself is thine own being. We offer our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light of the divine truth.